This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning. 9 U.S. troops in Iraq have been killed in the past 2 days. The casualties come as the American-led coalition makes a new offensive to root out al-Qaeda fighters north of Baghdad. The coalition seeks to gain control of Baquba, a city in the Diyala province that al-Qaeda calls the seat of its Islamic government. Insurgents claimed the lives of some 273 civilians in Diyala last month, up from 213 in June. U.S. Major General Mark P. Hertling tells reporters his troops have killed between 20 and 30 insurgents. President Bush continues his swing through the Middle East today. The president is to meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. On Wednesday, Mr. Bush met with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Mr. Bush is trying to jumpstart the stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace process begun last year in Annapolis, Maryland. At a news conference in Tel Aviv yesterday, President Bush said leaders on both sides need to put aside long-standing conflict over Jewish settlements and Palestinian rocket attacks. NPR's Michelle Kellerman sends this report.
President Bush, not one to get down into the nitty-gritty of peacemaking, said he's been urging the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to keep the big picture in mind and not get sidetracked over settlements or rocket attacks.
I've come away with the belief that while those issues are important, certainly create consternation amongst the respective constituencies, that both leaders are determined to make the hard choices necessary.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. The death toll is mounting in eastern Pakistan after a suicide bomber detonated his explosives in a crowd of police officers. At least 22 people were killed and dozens more wounded in the blast in front of the Lahore High Court today. No one has claimed responsibility. The Associated Press reports that suspicion immediately fell on militants linked to the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is also suspected in the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto late last month. Republican presidential candidate John McCain has wasted no time in taking his Straight Talk Express to Michigan, where voters head to the primary polls on January 15th. McCain won Tuesday's GOP primary in New Hampshire, bringing his struggling campaign back from the brink. Now McCain will look to get the better of rival Mitt Romney again. NPR's Scott Horsley was there for McCain's rally yesterday in the Grand Rapids Airport.
The next victory has got to be right here in the state of Michigan. We won New Hampshire. We'll win Michigan. We'll win South Carolina. We will win the nomination, and I will be the next president of the United States with your help. With your help.
McCain won the Michigan primary 8 years ago, but this year, his Republican rival Mitt Romney has strong family ties to the state, where he grew up and where his father was a popular three-term governor.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Romney has finished second twice now in Iowa and in New Hampshire. And attorneys for Jose Padilla say their client was at most a minor figure in the global Islamic terrorist movement. Padilla was convicted last summer on charges of terrorism and conspiracy. At his sentencing hearing Wednesday in Miami, a central issue was whether Padilla and two other men supervised a plot to detonate a dirty bomb in the United States. Federal prosecutors maintain Padilla and the others were key figures in a conspiracy spanning many years and several continents. The sentencing hearings are expected to continue into next week. Prosecutors are recommending life sentences for all three men. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Bill.
Thanks, Laura.